啊，题目是遵行啊的进天国。
Our topic is the one who does enters heaven.
马太福音第24章28节到32节。
Matthew 21 verses 28 to 32.
我其实我已经讲过这段经文。
Actually, I've already preached on this passage.
但是今天我是从不同的角度来看这个耶稣所讲的一个比喻。
But today I'm going to look at it from a different perspective.
让我们来看马太福音第21章28节到32节。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 21 verses 28 to 32.
马太福音第21章28节，这个是耶稣所说的话。又说一个人有两个儿子，他来对大儿子说，我儿，你今天到葡萄园里去工作工，他回答说，我不去。以后自己懊悔就去了。又来对小儿子也是这样说，他回答说，父啊，我去。他却不去。你们想这两个儿子是哪一个遵行父命呢？他们说，大儿子。耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国，因为约翰遵作义路到你们这里来，你们却不信他；税吏和娼妓倒信他，你们看见了，后来还是不懊悔去信他。
Matthew chapter 21 verses 28 to 32. These are the words of Jesus. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered, I will not. But afterward he regretted it and went. The man came to the second and said the same thing. And he answered, I will, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, the first. Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him. And you, seeing this, did not even feel remorse afterwards so as to believe him.
我在一年半前，我家收养了一只年龄大约六个星期的小狗。
About a year and a half ago, we adopted a six-week-old puppy.
那么通常小狗都不容易处理。
Usually, puppies are not very easy to deal with.
然后晚上有时会叫。
Sometimes at night, he would bark.
把我们从睡梦中吵醒过来。
He would wake us up from our dreams.
那偶尔他们也会在家里大便小便。
Sometimes he would go to the bathroom in the house.
我叫他不要把这个脚放在桌子上，他偏偏把脚放在桌子上。
We tell him not to put his paws on the table, and he would just go ahead and do it.
很多时候都不听话。
Many times he was very disobedient.
然后今天这只狗已经长大了。
This dog has already grown up now.
晚上也不叫了。
He doesn't bark in the night anymore.
也不在家里大便小便。
He doesn't do his business in the house anymore.
也不再把他脚放在这个桌子上。
He didn't put his paws on the table.
所以他不单不叫。
Not only does he not bark.
不在家里大小便。
Doesn't go to the bathroom in the house.
不把他的脚放在桌子上。
Didn't put his paws up on the table.
他很听话。
He's very obedient now.
叫他坐着他就坐着。
If you tell him to sit, he sits.
叫他两只脚坐，他就两只脚坐着。
If you tell him to sit up straight with his paws in the air, he does it.
叫他握手，他就跟你握手。
If you tell him to shake hands, he shakes with you.
然后叫他在地上打滚，他就在地上跟你打滚。
If you tell him to roll over, he'll roll over.
所以以前很不听话。
Before he was very disobedient.
但是现在他很听话了。
But now he's very obedient.
那么除了这只狗。
Besides this dog,
我家里还养了另外一只狗。
We also have another dog.
我们养这只狗大约有六年多了。
We've had this dog for more than 6 years.
那么这只狗的特性就很爱吃。
This dog, particularly likes to eat.
而且很贪吃。
And he's very greedy about eating.
有的吃什么都做。
If he has food, he'll do anything.
那么这么多年来，他曾经从我的家里溜出去七次。
Over these years that we've had him, he's escaped 7 times.
每次都要去追他，把他带回来。
Every time we had to go and chase him and bring him back.
那么在家里呢，他经常会走到楼上去。
At home, he often goes upstairs.
我们叫他不可以上楼。
And we've told him that he can't go upstairs.
那么很多时候他就在楼梯那边徘徊，楼梯底下那边徘徊。
So a lot of times he'll kind of hang around at the bottom of the stairs.
然后看起来好像听了我们的吩咐。
So it looks like he's obeying our order.
啊，但是当我们没有注意的时候。
But when we're not paying attention,
他就偷偷地走上楼上。
He'll sneak upstairs.
啊，把这个垃圾桶拉倒。
And dump out the garbage cans.
啊，看看里面有没有什么东西可以吃。
And see if there's anything to eat in the garbage.
那么第一只狗起初很不听话。
The first dog at first was very disobedient.
那么但是后来它成为一只很听话的狗。
But he became a very obedient dog.
那么第二只狗看起来好像听话。
The first dog seems as if he's obeying. The second dog seems as if he's obeying.
但是当我们没有看到他的时候。
But when we're not watching.
他就违背我们的吩咐。
And he goes against our orders.
然后今天我们所看的那个比喻描述到一位父亲跟两个儿子。
The parable that we're looking at today describes a son and his two, a father and his two sons.
大儿子跟小儿子。
An older son and a younger son.
然后大儿子起初的时候拒绝父亲的吩咐到葡萄园里面去工作。
The older son at first refuses his father's order to go work in the vineyard.
但是后来他感到懊悔，然后改变了主意。
But later he regrets this and goes, changes his mind.
最后听了父亲的吩咐到这个葡萄园里面去工作。
And in the end he goes, and works in the vineyard.
至于这个第二个儿子。
As to the second son.
当父亲吩咐他到葡萄园去工作的时候。
When the father tells him to go to the vineyard and work.
起初的时候他说他要去。
Originally he says he will go.
但是最后他没有去。
But in the end he doesn't go.
那么今天的教会有很多人在听到。
Today's church has many people who come to hear the word.
但是行道的人却不多。
But the people who act on the word are not many.
那么他们来到教会听牧师讲道。
People come to church and hear the pastor preach.
听主日学教课。
They want to hear the Sunday school teacher.
参加这个查经班。
And go to Bible study.
但是离开的时候很快就忘记了。
But after they've left, they forget quickly.
根本没有把所听得到把它行出来。
They don't act upon the word, the truth that they've heard.
那么这些人雅各说在雅各书第一章二十三节到二十四节这么说。
And James says in James chapter 1 verses 23 to 24.
因为听道而不行道的就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was.
那么在主耶稣所说的这个比喻，
In this parable that Jesus told,
谁是听话的孩子？
Who is the obedient child?
这是主耶稣给祭司长还有民间的长老所问的问题。
This is the question that Jesus asked the chief priests and the elders.
那么祭司长跟这些长老们不能够隐藏他们的无知。
The chief priests and the elders couldn't hide their ignorance.
他们知道主耶稣所说的比喻针对他们。
They knew that this parable was directed at them.
那么因此他们这么说。
And so they said.
他说，那起初拒绝，后来改变主意的儿子。是那遵守神旨意的人。
So they said that that son who initially refused and later obeyed was the obedient son.
那么主耶稣以一位父亲跟两个孩子来形容当时人们那个属灵的处境。
Jesus used the Father and the two sons to describe the spiritual condition of people at that time.
第一个儿子, 主耶稣说, 是那些, 啊, 被人看为活在罪中, 那些碎利, 还有唱机。
He said the older son is those people who are seen as living in sin.
在比喻里面, 大儿子代表这个碎利跟唱机。
In the parable, the older son represents tax collectors and prostitutes.
我们在当时犹太人的社会里面,
in the Jewish society of that time,
我们税吏是很不受人欢迎的一群,
tax collectors were very disliked.
他们是这些富有的企业家的员工,
they were employed by rich businessmen.
那么这些富有的企业家从罗马政府得到这个, 收税权。
These rich businessmen received a franchise to collect taxes for the Roman government.
然后由这些税吏来帮他们向人民收税。
And they used these tax collectors to collect taxes.
所以撒该是一个很典型的例子。
Zacchaeus is a typical example.
他是一位富有的企业家。
He was a rich businessman.
圣经还说他是税吏长。
The Bible also says that he was a chief tax collector.
而且是一位财主。
And he was a rich man.
所以这些得到税税权的企业家由税吏们帮他们收税。
So these rich businessmen who received the franchise employed these tax collectors to collect taxes.
所以被税吏长雇佣的税吏他们在办公室里收税。
These tax collectors who were employed by the chief tax collector would collect taxes in an office.
或者在路边检查这些路过这些做生意的人。
Or they would be on the roadside checking those who were doing business.
检查他们的货物。
Checking their goods.
那么向这些运货的人收税。
And collecting taxes from those who were transporting goods.
那么这些税吏都是犹太人。
These tax collectors were all Jews.
因为他们跟这个罗马政府收税。
And because they collected taxes for the Roman government.
因此被自己的人, 也就是犹太人看为是叛徒。
So they were seen by their own people, which is the Jews, as traitors.
那么除此之外, 他们也是贪污的人。
Besides this, they were very corrupt.
那么通常在收税的时候, 他们就多收。
Often, when they were collecting taxes, they would collect extra.
把这个当收到的交给罗马政府。
What they were supposed to collect, they would give to the Roman government.
那么余下来的就自己收。
And the extra they would keep for themselves.
所以在法利赛人的眼中, 税吏被看为是罪人。
So in the eyes of the Pharisees, the tax collectors were seen as sinners.
所以大儿子, 除了代表这个税吏,
in addition to representing tax collectors,
也代表娼妓,
the older son also represented prostitutes.
娼妓好像税吏一样, 也被法利赛人看为是罪人。
The prostitutes were seen as sinners by the Pharisees, just as the tax collectors were.
不只是现今的时代, 古代也有娼妓。
Prostitution is not just a modern phenomenon, it also occurred in the ancient world.
那么这种行业在巴勒斯坦或者古代近东相当的普遍。
This profession was relatively common in Palestine and the ancient Near East.
所以在以色列人的眼中, 娼妓是非常低贱的。
In the eyes of the Israelites, prostitutes were very low and degraded.
这种行为被看为是淫乱。
This type of behavior was seen as promiscuous.
因此, 有淫乱的根据这个旧约必须用石头打死。
Those women who are promiscuous were supposed to be stoned to death.
所以在申命记22章21节这么说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 21 it says,
就让将女子带到他父家的门口,本城的人要用石头将他打死,因为他在父家行了淫乱,在以色列人中做了丑事。
Then they shall bring out the girl to the doorway of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her to death, because she has committed an act of folly in Israel by playing the harlot in her father's house. Thus you shall purge the evil from among you.
可见犯奸淫在以色列人的眼中是可恶的事情。
You can see how detestable adultery was.
我们在比喻里面，大儿子代表这个税吏和娼妓。
In this parable, the older son represents the tax collectors and prostitutes.
那么他们起初的时候拒绝神的旨意。
At first, these people also refused God's will.
但是当这个约翰来传悔改、洗礼、使罪得赦的信息的时候。
But when John the Baptist came preaching the message of repentance and baptism,
那么这些人听了，他们相信而且悔改。
These people listened and they believed and they changed.
我就如二十九节怎么说？
As it says in Matthew 21:29,
他回答说：“我不去，以后自己懊悔就去了。”
And he answered, "I will not," but afterward he regretted it and went.
我们这节经文说明，这些被看为是罪人的税吏和娼妓，最后他们悔改了。
In this parable, it shows that those who were the tax collectors and the prostitutes, they repented and believed.
我们在福音书里面可以看到这些人 向神悔改。
In the Gospels, we can see these types of people turn to God.
然后比如说税吏长撒该。
For example, the chief tax collector Zacchaeus.
然后因着主耶稣的邀请。
Because of the invitation from Jesus.
他的生命改变了。
His life changed.
在路加福音第十九章第八节到第九节这么说。
As it says in Luke 19:8-9.
摩撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若会榨了水，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家。”
Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor.And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house."
摩撒该感到懊悔，因为他以前多收别人的钱。
Zacchaeus regretted that he had taken people's money.
那么因此他加倍的把这些钱还给这些人。
So he gave back the money with extra.
那么除此之外，他还把他一半的财产分给这些穷人。
And in addition, he gave half of all his possessions to the poor.
所以因为他的改变，救恩临到他的家。
Because of his change, salvation came upon his house.
那么除了税吏的悔改。
In addition to the repentance of the tax collector.
我们在路加福音第七章也看到一位被看为罪人的一位女人，她的悔改。
We also see the repentance of a woman who was seen as a sinner in Luke chapter 7.
那么这个女人可能是一位娼妓。
This woman might have been a prostitute.
她来到主的面前痛哭。
She came before Jesus weeping bitterly.
以这个香膏来涂抹耶稣的脚。
And she used the perfumed ointment to anoint Jesus' feet.
那么很可能她曾经听过施洗约翰传讲那个悔改的信息。
It's very likely that she had heard John the Baptist preach his message of repentance.
也有很可能她听过耶稣所传的福音。
And she may have also heard Jesus preach the gospel.
那么使到她来到耶稣的面前认罪悔改。
And this caused her to come before Jesus and admit her sins and repent.
所以主耶稣所说这个比喻所强调的。
What this parable of Jesus emphasizes.
一个来跟随耶稣的人生命必须要改变。
A person who wants to follow Jesus must have a change in his life.
他必须要以行动来表现出他所相信的。
He must use actions to express what he believes.
不是只是口说，也要用行动来表现出来。
It's not just professing with the mouth, but acting.
然后在旧约圣经里面，《创世纪》十二章第一节记载说
：“It's recorded in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：‘你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。’
Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.’
我们在新约圣经《希伯来书》第十一章第八节这么说。
And in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, it says,
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going.
所以耶和华神呼召亚伯拉罕到他所指示的地方去。
Jehovah God called Abraham to go to the place that he would show him.
亚伯拉罕不只相信。
Abraham not only believed,
还以行动来回应神的呼召。
And he also used action to answer God's call.
所以他遵守了神的吩咐。
He obeyed God's command.
到神所指示给他的地方去。
And went to the place that God would give him.
那么出去的时候还不知道要往哪里去。
When he went out, he still didn't know where he was going.
同样的，当神吩咐我们的时候。
In the same way, when God calls us.
我们必须要遵守神的吩咐。
We must obey God's command.
以这个行动来表现出来。
And use action to express this.
所以在这个比喻里面，大儿子代表这个税吏，还有这个娼妓。
So in this parable, the older son represents tax collectors and prostitutes.
那么小儿子代表主耶稣时代那些宗教领袖。
The younger son represents the religious leaders of Jesus' day.
也就是祭司长跟那些民间的长老们。
And that is the chief priests and the elders of the people.
那么在旧约圣经里面，祭司长是以色列人以耶和华神的中保。
In the Old Testament times, the chief priest was the mediator between Jehovah God and the Israelite people.
那么好像其他的祭司他为以色列人把祭品献给神。
And just like other priests, he would offer sacrifices to God.
那么除此之外，每年的赎罪日的时候，祭司长为所有的以色列人来向神赎罪。
In addition, every year on the Day of Atonement, the chief priests would go and atone for the sins of the Israelite people to God.
我们在这个仪式贞洁上的要求。
In terms of ritual purity,
那么祭司长比普通的祭司来得严格。
The requirements for the chief priests were much stricter than those for regular priests.
啊，他不可以接触这些尸体。
He could not come into contact with any dead body.
啊，包括自己父母亲的尸体。
Including that of his own father or mother.
他只有可以娶以色列人的处女。
He could only marry an Israelite virgin.
他不可以娶一个寡妇。
He couldn't marry a widow.
或者离婚的妇女或者娼妓。
Or a divorced woman or a prostitute.
然后他必须过一个圣洁的生活。
He had to live a holy and righteous life.
那么如果他犯罪的话，
If he sinned,
将会把这个罪带给以色列人。
He would bring the sin upon the Israelite people.
那么因此必须要用很特殊的献祭来洗清他的罪。
And he would have to offer special sacrifices to expiate this sin.
那么至于这些民间里的长老，
And about the elders of the people,
他们是犹太人公会的成员之一。
They were some of the members of the Sanhedrin.
那么这些民间的长老一般上包括法利赛人还有这些文士。
These elders usually included the Pharisees and scribes.
而法利赛人跟文士是解释这个旧约圣经的律法。
The Pharisees and scribes interpreted Old Testament law.
他们是旧约律法的专家。
They were experts in Old Testament law.
那么主耶稣经常称这些人是假冒为善的人。
Jesus often called these people hypocrites.
因为这些宗教领袖他们经常做的是做给人看的。
Because what these people did was often done for other people to see.
那么就如主耶稣在马太福音23章第5节到第7节这么说。
As Jesus said in Matthew 23:5-7.
他们一切所做的事都是要叫人看见，所以将佩戴的经纶做宽了，衣裳的缝子做长了，喜爱宴席上的有座，会堂里的高位，又喜爱在人街市上问他安，称呼他拉比。
But they do all their deeds to be noticed by men, for they brought in their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments. They love the place of honor at banquets and the chief seats in the synagogues, and respectful greetings in the marketplaces and being called rabbi by men.
然后不单如此，他们没有做到他们所说的。
Not only that, they did not practice what they preached.
在第四节这么说。
As it says in verse 4.
他们把难担的重担混起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
They tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger.
我们因此主耶稣教导众人和门徒说。
So when Jesus was teaching the disciples in the crowd,
他说凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要经守遵循，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。
He said, therefore, all that they tell you, do and observe, but do not do according to their deeds, for they say things and do not do them.
我们当施洗约翰传讲这个悔改和赦罪的信息的时候，
When John was preaching his message of repentance,
那么他们听到了，但是他们不相信。
They heard it, but they did not believe.
他们也看到这些税吏还有娼妓听了施洗约翰的信息之后悔改而且相信。
And they also saw the tax collectors and prostitutes. They heard John and they believed.
而且受了约翰的洗。
And they were baptized.
但是他们自己却不肯接受约翰的信息。
But they themselves were not willing to accept John's message.
拒绝约翰的受洗。
And they refused John's baptism.
那么这些宗教领袖外表看起来好像遵行神的旨意。
These religious leaders outwardly seemed as if they were obeying God's will.
但是他们里面却不接受神的话语。
But inside, they did not accept God's word.
无论是先知所说的。
No matter whether it came from the prophets.
或者施洗约翰所说的。
Or from John the Baptist.
或者主耶稣所说的。
Or from Jesus.
他们都不愿意接受。
They were not willing to accept it.
所以他们就好像比喻里面这么说。
So they were just like in the parable it says.
又来对小儿子也是这样说，他回答说，父啊，我去，他却不去。
The man came to the second and said the same thing, and he answered, I will, sir, but he did not go.
所以这些人只是口讲。
These types of people were just saying with their mouths.
但是没有任何的行动来表现出来。
But they didn't have any, they didn't express it with any action.
那么有些人说自己是基督徒，因为他们参加教会。
Some people say that they're Christians because they attend church.
那么曾经受过洗。
And they have been baptized.
那么甚至有些人说他们在教会里面服事。
And they may even say they serve in church.
那么这些人可以说自己是基督徒。
These people can say that they're Christian.
那么参加教会受过洗。
They attend church, they've been baptized.
在教会里面服事。
And they serve in church.
但仍然没有遵行神的话语。
But they still don't obey God's word.
就好像这些宗教领袖一样。
Just like these religious leaders.
形式上看起来很虔诚。
They seem very devout.
但是没有真正的遵守神的话语。
But don't truly obey God's word.
我们从这个比喻里面，我们看到两个不同的反应。
From this parable, we see two different types of reactions.
那么大儿子起初的时候拒绝神的吩咐。
The older son at first refuses his father's order.
那么但是后来他感到很懊悔。
But later he's regretful.
改变了主意。
And changes his mind.
然后到这个葡萄园里面去工作。
And he goes to the vineyard and works.
那么小儿子听了父亲的吩咐。
The younger son, when he heard his father's command,
说要去葡萄园工作。
He said that he would go.
但是最后没有去。
But in the end, he didn't go.
所以在32节的记载。
So in verse 32.
主耶稣对这些宗教领袖说。
Jesus said to the religious leaders.
你们想这两个儿子是哪一个遵循父命呢？
Which of the two did the will of his father?
那么他说大儿子。
They said the first.
耶稣说我实在告诉你们税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国。
Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you.
然后因为约翰啊，遵作义路到你们这里来，你们却不信他，税吏和娼妓倒信他。
For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him.
你们看见了，后来还是不懊悔去信他。
And you, seeing this, did not even feel remorse afterwards so as to believe him.
所以这个税吏和娼妓起初拒绝神的旨意。
So the tax collectors and prostitutes at first didn't follow God's commands.
但是他们听了施洗约翰传讲那个悔改信息之后。
But after hearing John the Baptist spread his message of repentance.
他们感到很懊悔。
They felt very regretful.
而遵行了神的旨意。
And followed God's will.
所以他们好像第一个儿子一样。
So they were just like the first son.
起初的时候他们拒绝。
At first, refusing.
但是后来他们改变了主意。
But later, changing their minds.
他们也好像撒该一样。
And they were also just like Zacchaeus.
对主耶稣说。
Who said to Jesus,
主啊，我把所有一半给穷人，我若毁诈了谁，就还给他四倍。
Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much.
所以这个比喻所强调的
So what this parable emphasizes
每一个人不只要相信他的生命必须要改变
A person cannot just believe his life must change
不只是要听到也要行道
You can't just A person can't just hear the word He must act on it
因为神要求人顺服
Because God requires obedience
遵行他的话语
And to obey his word.
行他的旨意。
And act upon his will.
我们可以在旧约圣经跟新约圣经看到这个顺服的这个问题。
We can see this question of obedience in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那么在应该是在撒母记上十五章第二十二节我没有打上去。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.
这里讲到撒母告诉扫罗说
This talks about Samuel talking to Saul.
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Samuel said, Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
然后根据这个路加福音第十一章的记载
And according to what's recorded here in Luke chapter 11,
然后有一个女人大声说她是向耶稣说
And there was a woman who said to Jesus,
怀你胎的和母养你的有福了。
Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed.
但是主耶稣却这么说。
But Jesus said,
是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
On the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it.
那么同样的，主耶稣在约翰福音十五章也这么说。
And in the same way Jesus said in John chapter 15,
你们若遵行我所吩咐的就是我的朋友了。
You are my friends if you do what I command you.
那么除了告诉门徒要遵守神的话语，主耶稣以身作则遵行神的话语。
In addition to telling the disciples that they needed to obey God's will, Jesus himself also gave an example.
因为我从天上降下来不是要按自己的意思行乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
我可见遵守神的话语是何等的重要。
We can see how important it is to obey God's word.
罗马书第二章第十三节。
In Romans chapter 2 verse 13.
原来在神的面前不是听律法为义，乃是行律法的称义。
For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified.
只有听了律法、行律法的人才是得救的人。
Only those who hear the law and obey the law are saved.
所以不遵守神的话语、不行神话语的人。
So those who do not obey God's word and His will
将会面对很严重的后果。
Will face very serious consequences.
那么根据这个比喻，这种人不能够进天国。
According to this parable, these types of people cannot enter heaven.
那么他们将会在白世大宝座前面对这个永恒的审判。
And they will face the eternal judgment before the great white throne.
所有名字没有记在这个生命册上的人都被扔在这个火湖里面。
All those whose names are not written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire.
我们教会今天邀请来人来信耶稣。
The church today invites people to come believe in Jesus.
但是又没有邀请他们要悔改。
But doesn't invite people to change.
只要信耶稣就可以去天堂。
You only need to believe in Jesus and you can go to heaven.
这个不是圣经的教导。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
我们圣经没有说一个人信了耶稣不必遵行他的话语。
The Bible does not say that a person who believes in Jesus cannot obey God's word.
把这个信道和行道把他们分开，违反了福音的真理。
Belief and actions cannot be separated.
一个人不可以说他信了耶稣，除非他行神的道。
A person cannot say that he's believed in Jesus unless he acts on God's word.
遵行神的话语。
And obeys God's word.
不然的话，他没有真正的相信。
Otherwise, he hasn't truly believed.
因此他不能够进天国。
And he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
换句话说，他没有得到这个救恩。
In other words, he has not received salvation.
那么就如主耶稣在马太福音第七章二十一节这么说。
As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
让我们听和遵行神的话语。
May we hear and obey God's word. Let's take some time to think upon today's message.
让我们在神的面前来审查自己。
Let's come examine ourselves before God.
你是否是一个只是听到的人？
Are you a person who just hears?
而没有行道？
But doesn't obey the word?
盼望主耶稣所说的个比喻成为我一个警惕。
I hope that you will focus on this parable that Jesus told.
警告我们。
And listen to the warning.
让我们听神的话语。
May we hear God's word.
让我们顺服在他的吩咐上。
And be obedient beneath his will.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, we ask you to help us.
求你改变我们的心。
Change our hearts.
当我们听了你的吩咐的时候。
And when we hear your command.
让我们遵守你的话语。
May we obey.
行出你的旨意。
And act out your will.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, we ask for your help.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.